Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Well, hello again, and welcome to our little get-together called Talking Real Money, the show on which we, talk about real money issues. The real money issues that plague you, that affect you, that impact you, that really do make a difference in the way you're going to live in the future. And that is why we're here. We want to make you a better manager of your money. We want to empower you to make better decisions, to understand what's going on, and to cut through some of the garbage that is that spreads like wildfire through the money business. I'm Don McDonald. Over there is my co-host Tom Koch, and our number is 855-935-TALK. That's 855-935-8255.
And this week it's the World Cup of Finance.
You could not resist.
I did go a whole, like,
a soccer
70 seconds into the show or something. I'm just living the dream right now. I mean, any day you get to get up at 5 in the morning and go watch a World Cup game, that's pretty much living, I got to say.
Any day you get up at 5 in the morning for any reason is definitely not living in my book.
Especially coming off two nights that, you know, the one night I went to the musical concert, yes, and didn't know one song. And then last night I went to see Incredibles 2. It's not as good as Incredibles. And I didn't go. I went with my 10-year-old daughter, okay, just for full disclosure. And by the way, we paid for the 3D
thing.
Really?
You didn't go sit by yourself in the theater?
I was wondering if somebody might think
That one old guy sitting in the back going, hey, let's see what we got here.
Something about superheroes. By the way, just a little recommendation there. Don't buy the 3D glass thing because there was no 3D. I kept waiting. I'm like, well, where's the stuff coming? No. I don't know if they did.
You mean it was a fake 3D movie?
But there was no, like, cool effects.
So it was in 3D.
You didn't have stuff like come out.
Well, right, because they're not doing that gimmicky float the character
like
over the audience thing. If you want to see that, go to Disney World and watch Muppet Vision or something.
I was very disappointed. I was like, well, that doesn't make sense. So, anyway.
You're the oldest small child I've ever known.
There's another way to put that, but I'm glad you didn't.
I was being nice. Hey, just want to remind you again, the number is 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. We do not mind. As a matter of fact, sometimes I take great joy in taking apart most of the financial services industry, most of which I think is not really that interested in you. I mean, they're interested in you as long as you can keep their income stream where it is and where it has been for 130 years.
It hasn't changed
apparently.
A whole lot. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Hasn't changed at all in 130 years? Was that what that article said?
It was in the Wall Street Journal today.
130 years.
The title is Money Managers. By the way, you don't need to hire a money manager. Money manager's steadfast ability to pay themselves. In the last paragraph, it says, the finance industry has many talents. I love this. One of the most impressive may be its gift for self-preservation. And they talk about how you went through the Great Depression and recessions and bear markets and it hadn't mattered. This industry continues to get paid and paid pretty well. But in 2003, this is pretty astounding. 2003, the industry got 36 cents in revenue for every $100 of money it managed.
Oh, wait, let me do that math. That's, wow. That's 3.6% for every dollar it manages. That's a pretty high gross.
And so if that wasn't good enough in 2016, fund managers globally got 37 cents for every $100.
Wait, they're making more?
I mean, the good news out of this whole thing, frankly, is that there's been, as you may know, because if you pay any attention to this, there's been a huge rush of money into passive or index type of investments. Massive.
Right.
I mean, according to them, 2003, you had about $3 billion invested that way. Today, according to 2016, it was about $13 billion. And that method charges you far less, of course, than active management and hedge funds and alternative investments and all the stuff that's going to make you rich, except it hasn't.
But, you know, I look at that number and my jaw drops. It's got to include a lot of the Axe Capital type hedge funds that get 3 and 30.
I'm so disappointed the season is over. What am I going to do without Billions? But okay.
Yeah, do you know who the creator of Billions is?
Yeah, Sorkin, right?
Andrew Ross Sorkin.
Oh,
do you know who he?
Yes.
He's a New York Times.
No,
you're thinking of Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Andrew Ross Sorkin.
He's a writer for the Wall Street.
He's a writer for the New York Times.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's eminently talented.
Financial guy for the New York Times. Well, still has a column there.
I believe he does, yeah.
I read him almost every day.
The industry watches it and thinks it's very realistic. The bottom line is here. The one thing you can do, because this industry has not changed, they say it is, they always make it. By the way, we've got news later about a very large player in the industry that looked like they might change how they were going to help you and charge you for that. But you know what? Those commissions are just so doggone nice. We might just keep those coming, Don.
The thing, and this is what I was getting to, is we hear a lot about, with the popularity of index funds, about this thing called fee compression, that prices are getting lower, that they're taking smaller returns from you. But in reality, apparently they're not. And that just shocks me. I want to talk a little bit about how some parts of the industry, though, are seeing some fee compression, are actually charging you less.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you're sick of investing through an insurance agent or a stockbroker and you're in the market for a fee-only advisor who charges truly low fees and uses a scientific approach to building portfolios for your risk tolerance and need, you should check out Vestory. Tom and I started this firm, and it is devoted to educating everyone, total transparency, clarity, low fees, and great service. If you're looking for an advisor, you ought to at least take a look at us at Vestory.com. That's Vestory.com. Or give us a call, 800-386-3004.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Yeah, we played around with our math and we misplaced a decimal point.
I was worried.
You know, 3.6, we're going, wait, that doesn't make sense.
That's a lot of money.
It's way too much. But 0.36, that makes more sense because we're talking about 0.36%
on everything.
Trillions.
Yeah.
Trillions of dollars that trade through Wall Street every year, and that's a heck of a lot of money. And the reason I was getting to that is because right now in the mutual fund industry there's a massive push to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
There was even an article recently that talked about Next Stop zero fee index funds.
Yep.
I mean, we've got mutual funds out there, broad all market funds that own a little bit of everything, that charge less than 0.1% to you, the general public. Now, the multi-billion-dollar accounts should be getting better deals than that, even.
Yeah, they do.
But the fact that the average is still that high surprises me.
Yeah, I think the point of the article was it really hasn't, in aggregate, come down. In fact, it's gone up. I mean, it's pretty shocking.
Pretty much. All other services have become more affordable, and they haven't. It's gone up.
So that is, I mean, food, for example, way cheaper than it was 100 years ago. It's not even close. Way cheaper.
Yeah, that loaf of bread I spent $3.75 for.
Well, you don't,
so much
okay, nobody
cheaper.
Eats bread anymore. That's the thing. I mean, come on.
Actually, I lied. I haven't bought a loaf of bread in ages.
Okay. All right.
I did buy some milk, though.
Okay. All right.
And it was expensive. It was like four something for a half gallon.
I bet you go back 100 years ago that it would have, I mean, look at inflation. I bet it's cheaper than it was. But that'd be my take.
Except for during the Depression, when we had horrible horrible deflation.
Good point.
But that was primarily due to a global trade war. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get political again? I'll stop that. I started to.
You can give the phone number and we'll go from there.
I thought I did, but I'll give it again.
Okay.
855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. It's about money, and it's about the things you do with it, the things that drive your future, that propel you forward, and we want you to get there more well, more quickly and far more sanely without all of the confusion that the industry gets paid a lot of money to create. And they do create a lot of confusion. I mean, for example, Tom, what do you find? You work in this industry all the time. I sit in my little studio and just create stuff.
Wow, look how small that is.
This is my new studio.
I know.
It's smaller,
but
it's smaller, but it's cooler. Yeah. The air conditioning and it's quieter. It has no windows.
How long will the coolness remain while you're spewing all this out during the show?
Hot air. That's why I have it cranked way up.
I was wondering. Okay. I cool it down early.
To take care of the hot air. So the point I was getting I was asking you because you are in the so-called trenches every day, because you're talking to clients and potential clients and all these folks that we help, whether they ever become clients or not.
Sure.
One of our weird little things that we do at Vestry that nobody else does. And what do you find people, what do you find they expect from their financial advisors?
It's fascinating because I got one of those calls this week. I get a couple every week, but the typical is I gave this person my money and I lost money. And I'm paying for that. This is an outrage, I tell you. No, I mean, people think they give money to an advisor.
You wanted the account that makes money.
Ah,
I'm sorry.
That's a different program.
We picked the wrong one.
But then when I start to ask people, okay, so what? How much risk are you? I mean, what? And I try not to go right to what your stock to bond ratio is, because most people.
No, you can't. They don't know that.
But how much risk? How much you trying to make, and how much volatility are you willing to accept to make that money? And what's the purpose of the
you
money?
You mean sort of the why did you invest?
Right. I mean,
question.
This is you got to know this stuff. You know, I mean, I know you hired somebody else, and in this case, they're paying 1.5%, which I think is too much. And that does not include, by the way, the cost of the investments. That's just paying the advisor.
Wow, that's on the high end.
Yeah, that's on the high end. So,
not as high as Merrill, but on the high end.
Oh, now we're going to go there with the commissions. We'll do that in a minute.
We'll go there in a minute.
No, but I mean,
I just wanted to tease it.
Anybody should know that. And I'm happy to take any call. I enjoy the calls. It's fun. But I try to tell you, don't just call up and say, I want to fire that person and hire you because they lost me money. Everything loses money in a short period of time. You need to know what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish with the money. By the way, in this case, a lot of it was in cash, which the person admitted, well, I had that in cash because I'm waiting for an opportunity. Well, that's market timing. When you see those things in the, I get this another one too.
I just read that XYG manager says he's 40% in stocks, 30% in bonds, and the rest is in cash.
Why?
Well, because he's waiting for Tesla to bottom out before he gets back in.
There's no such thing as timing that way that works out in the long term. Keeping your powder dry, whatever expression it is.
Hey, Bobby Axelrod says there is.
And he does know, especially now he's got the prosecuting attorney working with him. Wow, that's going to be...
Well, okay, you've got to be very careful on the radio with that kind of stuff. Well, this is the kind of stuff that, as a binge watcher...
No, it's the season's over.
Yeah,
oh, I see. Okay, I see. So for people that haven't watched it because it's finished last Sunday.
You know, I read the newspaper.
Get up with the times. What do you read, the Wall Street Journal from 2 years ago or something?
They have a thing that says, episode recap. Final episode of Billions. And I went, no, I don't want to see that. Like they were doing, I started binging on The Americans.
Yeah, I know.
The spy thing from the 80s. And there were a bunch of newspaper articles when the show ended permanently talking about how good the episode is and going on about what happened. And I'm going, no, quit that. It's called a spoiler.
Why do you have to share? Can I
so
tell you how
share.
The West Wing comes out or Happy Days or some of that stuff? Because I know you might
binged all of the West Wing.
Hey,
back in the day when you did it on DVDs.
I know. You still have all those sitting around, do you?
In the old, no, you know what I did with all my DVDs? In fact, the West Wing I got top dollar for before they totally went obsolete or almost obsolete.
I still use DVDs for two things. I still have a fitness program on DVD player that I use. So enough on that. But the bottom line is.
But I was going to say, I sold them on Amazon. Great place to get rid of stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I made hundreds and hundreds of dollars selling my DVDs.
Do you think I could sell an
Amazon.
Old refrigerator that way?
Not on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, packaging unless you want to box it up and ship it to somebody.
It's tricky. No, I mean, again, you need to know before you hire anybody the purpose of the money, how much risk mm-hmm. you're willing to take, what you're trying to accomplish, and how much volatility you can take. Then you could have a discussion, and in this case, I will look at the account, but then you could have a discussion about how the money's invested. That's what you need to know.
855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. We want to help you get this stuff right.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
In addition to the Talking Real Money podcast, I also do another podcast that's very popular over at Apple Podcasts. It's called Money 30. Every day, I try to educate and inform you about money in a brief 2 to 4 minute podcast. So check them out at Apple Podcasts or all the other podcast services or at money30.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And today on the program, we're suffering from a bad case of beautiful day syndrome in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful day syndrome. We actually named it that because when we have a beautiful day.
Because we can't call it retirement freedom.
Go ahead. There aren't that many of them.
Oh, stop it.
Well, that's, you know, the rain. If you love rain, it's beautiful.
Okay, keep going. Your slanderous ways.
No, that, I mean, Pete, why do you think we have rain? We have beautiful day syndrome because people are out enjoying the beautiful day.
All right. So,
and they're not calling a talk show about money because who wants to think about money on a beautiful Saturday?
Then we're going to give you a stern lecture about how to treat your dad on Father's Day, something like that then.
You know what? I got to tell you, I'm going to get myself in trouble again. I am just so over all of these little made up holidays that make kids feel guilty because they don't get dad something that he's never, ever going to use again.
Okay, I think you could just stop right there. Make kids feel guilty. I'm okay with that part, but it shouldn't result in a gift.
I always tell them
I don't want anything. It's really nothing.
Mother's Day.
But I like the fact that I spend it with my kids, though. Got one coming over to watch a soccer game. Got another one going on a walk. That part's cool.
They do that anyway.
Well, that's true.
You got a 10-year-old. She's forced to stay with you.
She had to work in the yard.
She has no choice. You made her mow the lawn.
My lawn. No, but she did have to pick stuff up, and she'd have to spray weeds. So,
yeah, we'll put her on the payroll and then give her a Roth IRA.
She already did that last year with her mother's company.
Oh, good for you
she
guys.
She worked at the fair last year,
If your kid, your kid is not subject to labor laws.
Yeah,
you can enslave your children all you want.
So maybe they need
a kid's day where I have to
do something nice for them. Thank you.
So rather than enslave them, pay them a meager, pathetic, horrible, non-living wage because you're supporting the little brat anyway. And then use that money to fund a Roth IRA for those kids.
You got Hallmark on speed dial. You got your kids on speed. What else you got going there? I tell you one thing, though, about Father's Day. This is just because I did think a little bit about this. And my stepdaughter's just starting her first ever, like, real job kind of thing. A little later in life than I'd like, but she's starting it. Okay, no, it's all right. We're going to be just transparent here. I would prefer to see people start, but that's a whole different topic. But here's one thing I'm trying to insist on.
No, it's money. This is money.
No, it is. I think for any time anybody starts, especially a young person, recent college graduate, whatever it is, you should start them on the path to immediately saving 10%. Just putting that in the company because once you get used to that.
Yeah, the habits are hard to.
Because when you have to change it, it's tough. But when you, from day one, that money went, that's for your retirement. It's a long time, I know, from now, but you start the habit. I just think it makes a lot of sense. That's my Father's Day advice. So
not many people do it.
I know.
You are definitely Mr. Old Fashioned. Mr. Old Fashioned.
I got the DVD player.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Making the kids work in the yard, I tell you. Wow.
But I do love the idea of paying your children and then forcing them to save. if necessary.
Okay, now my wife's going to be on your speed dial, too. She's going to be calling you up complaining. So.
Well, no, I think it's good for them. And I do believe that it is very, very powerful, because when they get a little older, when they're getting to be about 10 or 11 mm-hmm. or 12, the beginnings of real true greed start to set in. They get that human emotion suddenly, and they start to realize that money is really valuable, and it gets things. And yeah, so they're obsessed with things. That's their thing.
Yeah,
they're kids.
At that age, sure.
But if you can impress upon them the value, and I think it's just so powerful when you say, "Here's this $100 you made this year. If you put it in this Roth IRA and you leave it there for the next 55 years." Whew. Do you know how many Xboxes you can buy, or the psychic equivalent thereof? The whatever they are, just think it and it happens boxes?
Tom and Don are talking real money.
We mention 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255 throughout the podcast. But you need to know that you can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave your question, and those will be answered in special Talking Real Money podcasts that will appear on this particular site in the future. So give us a call, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255.
Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Yep, gorgeous day syndrome in full effect in the Seattle area. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255. I think we should bribe.
Do they want my seat for the Mariner game tonight?
Yes.
I can't give it out. It's given
to me. Are you going to the Mariner game tonight?
I am. I'm living the dream. I mean, I went to Yes Concert. I went to Incredibles. I'm going to the Mariner game, watching the World Cup. Shh. I dropped dead
doing
Monday.
A talk
it's got
show?
The greatest. All yeah, I forgot to put that in there, and I do enjoy the show. So I should have
sure
put that there.
You should have, but you didn't.
Okay.
So all
right,
of
what
us
do you have
feel
in mind?
Bad.
What do you have in mind?
I think I was thinking financial physics.
Oh, stepping up your game. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A big $10 bribe.
No, it's
okay.
$9.95. It's a great book, though. I mean,
$9.95 plus shipping and handling.
By the
but
way,
it's free.
The reason
no
it's great is it's good for almost any age. I mean, you could read it at 25 as you could at 65, 75.
Because it's the physics of finance.
Yeah. It's
thus the spelling, F-Y-S-I-C-S.
Yeah. Okay.
Financial physics.
Okay.
People criticize my spelling, but it was
kind of a nice
well
alliteration to it. Yeah. Okay. So they call, they give us a question, they get the book.
You have to take care of sending it to them.
Oh, I thought you were going to personally deliver them.
Yeah. No.
Okay. All right.
I think I'm out.
You're
you
out of books.
There. I know. I think I'm out of books.
I thought you just went down to the basement, threw some water there or something. And they start reproducing.
Yeah, nice thing about Florida, no basements.
Oh, I keep forgetting that. Okay, pardon.
There is no. No.
If you dug a basement, it would be a lot of water, and there'd
be indoor
gators
pool.
And all that stuff. Yeah, it wouldn't be.
Be good. An indoor pool.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, one of the community pools the other day, and by the way, all of these have a giant fence around them. All of them.
For good reason.
They pulled a gator out of the pool.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how it got in
apparently
there?
Apparently it had one of the cards, one of the little resident electronic cards. And it, opened the gate, walked in.
Yep. I love it.
Decided to take a little swim. I guess the ponds were getting a little crowded for it.
I said, I'd rather bask over here.
I shouldn't funny. Joke about it because they are dangerous.
Well,
I mean,
there have been incidents which are not funny.
Just had a woman killed 10 days ago in Florida.
Yeah, it's not funny. So, well, I mean, and to finish the thought around your money management before we go to the phones, you need to know. This is something we talk about, by the way, and I heard your ad for the Blueprint this morning. Great ad. You're really getting good at the whole advertising thing. I'm really proud of you.
I've been practicing for 35 years.
I know, it's
years.
Good. Finally. It's like the dividends are starting
to
pay.
I finally got it.
But the point is, this is something, again, and the Blueprint does do this, but you should know that. You should know how much you're paying others for this stuff. And most people
Well, not
don't.
Only, wait, you
most
just said.
Don't.
You won't even ask them what their asset allocation is because you know darn well
not
they don't
know.
Right. Because the industry does not emphasize proper portfolio construction or
true
planning.
Well, no, because it's a product sale.
It's all about selling a product. Yeah. And, as a matter of fact, I am on Monday. I'm going to be sending. I got the boxes in, so I'll be sending out the Advisor Truth Serum to the Securities and Exchange Commission on Monday as my comment about the fiduciary rule, because they're really struggling over how to disclose to investors whether or not their advisor always acts as a fiduciary. It's one of the things they're struggling with. So I'm going to help them by sending them the hats to, and I think that they really should put in the law the hat clause. What? You're waving. I'm staying.
So
I'm leaving. I'm
you're sending these to the SEC? Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
No,
it's going to be my comment letter. Oh. You know, because you can send in comment letters, and I'm going to say you're struggling. You guys here, you're struggling with how
it's over.
Is going to make it so simple.
No, it's
so
over.
For $40 for $40, they require any dual registered advisor as part of their registration fee to buy a set of hats.
Oh, this is your profit thing. I see. You're going to make some money now.
No, I'm selling the cost.
You're going to be, can't say in the basement.
Down the basement,
you're
going to
be in
embroidering. I'm
going to
be in the indoor pool
hat
embroidering
maker,
hats.
Hat maker, got it. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
855-935-TALK is our number. We got a line open, and we're bribing people today with financial physics. My little book is yours free if you call and actually ask a question on the air.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you need help allocating your retirement plan at work, you can get free help at 401-411.com. That's 401-411.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
You know, with that kind of a ferry weight, this is not for all of you listening to the podcast, by the way. You need one of those cars they have at Disney World that, like, drives in the water.
Schwimmwagen. Yeah, Kosice Schwimms.
Schwimmwagen.
Yeah, of course.
That's what they were called?
That's what they were called. They had them in World War II. That's not new technology or something.
No, these are old. These are from,
the
50s.
These cars. The Germans had cars that drove, you know, in rivers.
These are like little convertibles, four-seater convertibles.
Bill Nye used to have one here in Seattle, a science guy.
To skip the ferry.
That's, you know, a little further than I'd want to go in one of those, but whatever, that's your call. Go ahead.
I wonder what kind of mileage they get in the open sea.
Well, paddling really good, let me tell you right now.
855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. Lee, you're up. Welcome to Talking Real Money, and thanks for taking advantage of the bribe.
Hi, Lee.
Hi. Hey, I have two questions if you have time.
Go ahead.
One relates, I have a grandkids, and I've been thinking about doing the Roth for them. They just mow the lawn. They're like 7 years old. Will that qualify for that?
No, you'd have to have a business to use. You can't just give them, money out of your checking account or something. No.
Okay, that's what I wondered. But okay, my second question is,
But you could start a little business and then work them out of the house and say, you know, we have a home business and the yard has got to be kept up.
Grandpa Inc. It'd be
Grandpa Inc.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay. I was trying to stretch. I am not giving you tax advice because I'm not qualified to do so.
Yeah,
there you go.
What else you got?
I can give you. Okay, I'm shortly 64. I'm going to retire in 3 months. I have no debt, and I have a defined pension that pretty much will cover how I need to all my living expenses, everything. Now, my question is, I have one fund with about $300,000 in it, and I'm about 60-40 in that one. And then I have another fund with about $450,000 in that, and I'm 44-54 in that, and I've got about $90,000 in cash for living. Is that too conservative, do you think?
Well,
I'm pretty conservative.
That's a great question.
I know exactly how you can find out. Go to vestory.com and take the risk quiz. It's free. It'll tell you. You don't have to guess what your risk tolerance is when you take this. It is based on a whole lot of science that they've been working on for years, and when you're done, you're going to get a really good idea of what your risk tolerance is, and it's free, and there's no obligation. You just go take it, and you get the results.
That's one thing to consider. The other is what you just said is very important. The fact is, you have the income needed to sustain yourself. That's what you said, right?
Correct.
With your pension and, I guess, assuming Social Security at some point. Then the question is, what's the purpose of the rest of the money? Is that an emergency fund? Is that going to be for inheritance? Is that going to be taking the grandkids on some sort of trip? Then it would be managed, I believe, in a way that would be separate than that. For example, we have clients that have substantial assets, like you just mentioned. They have some of it set aside in 100% in stocks because they're hoping to hit a home run and leave that money to others. Then the other part of the money is managed, what you just mentioned, relatively conservatively because you have a lot of fixed income or bonds in the portfolio. They just have to learn to shield their eyes, right, when markets roil because it feels bad. But then, so that's how I look at it.
Go ahead, but a conservative investor, though, Tom, if they truly feel conservative, and that's the way you find out, then why even bother taking much, if any, risk when you don't need to?
Yeah,
you,
no, I
basically
agree.
You take risk. Risk, you take risk not to be greedy and build up a whole bunch of money to leave to somebody, but really you take risk as you're accumulating money to build it up to where you need it to be to live on. And if you're to the point where you're living comfortably and you've got close to $1 million, which is where you are, and even if you leave it alone conservatively, you're going to be sitting around $1 million for the rest of your life. And if you're comfortable at that point, you could even reduce the risk some, but lower than where you might even keep it normally.
I think that's fair advice. Right. Yeah. No,
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing, flip-flopping back and forth. I don't need it, so do I get more risky, or I don't need it, so I just forget it and let it go.
We got to ask you.
I'll probably just leave it to the grandkid or my daughter and,
good.
You know, and do some traveling, but there'll be plenty.
The first, you said you have 300 and some odd thousand in one fund?
Yep.
Is that one mutual fund?
It's a diverse group.
Okay.
It's in some bonds. It's in some funds. It's in a couple stocks, mostly in mutual funds and ETFs.
Okay.
And then the other one is about 430. And I have, like I say, that's about 44 or 54, and a lot of it's 160s in the savings pool. And the other 260s in the market in a target date fund.
And here's one other thing I would seriously take into account. We tend to focus a lot on getting the risk balance right, but one of the other things is take a close look at your funds and make sure they're the cheapest products of their type you can find anywhere. Because you can take a lot less risk by being cheap.
Yeah. You're saving money.
The bigger fund is actually in the state deferred compensation program.
Oh.
So they're very low fee.
They are very low fee. That's a good program. Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of it's in there. And then, like I said, I got almost 100 on the side just for my cash emergency fund. That's just making nothing, which is ridiculous, but that's what it's in.
Well, here's the other thing on that $90,000. Don't keep that in the bank. Go to bankrate.com, find an FDIC insured institution into which you can put that, because there are money market accounts that are FDIC insured now that are paying just under 2%.
Yeah, I got to do that.
Yeah, it's an inefficiency that many people ignore that costs them.
And what a huge difference that makes in your monthly income, in your ability to take.
Schwab, are there FDIC money market funds there?
It's not as good.
Yeah,
I forget what it's paying. It's not.
It's not paying much at all.
Internet banks that you can go in and get two and a quarter percent.
I just go what Don just said. Go to bankrate.com. They have the deals.
Well,
I think Ally has a pretty good deal there. That's not me calling, by the way.
No, it's my mother's calling, and I don't know why.
It's Father's Day tomorrow, not Mother's Day.
I don't know why she's calling during my show, but maybe she forgot it was my show.
Yeah. Usually it's my wife that does that.
So bankrate.com, yep. And that'll be a good place to
I'd look around there,
money.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Lee, congratulations.
Absolutely.
I just didn't even know about this book you said. What was the deal for a book?
You're getting a book.
I can read?
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, well, you're getting a darn book.
We're assuming you can read. You sound educated. We're going to send you the book. You can read. Okay, there you go. You'll enjoy
it. Here's a bank. This is a regular FDIC bank, North Point Bank. Gives you the same FDIC insurance as everybody else. They are currently paying 2.05%.
Oh, that's a great deal.
On a money market account.
Yeah, wow. That's terrific.
Okay. Now, money market, that's pretty stable. I mean,
it's absolutely stable. It never a money market account cannot fluctuate. A money market fund
is a different
might.
Yeah, right. Because
I mean, it could. We've only had one money market fund that ever broke the buck, as it's called, went below $1 a share. But money market accounts are just like a savings account. the value of your portfolio doesn't change, and they accrue interest to your account. So that 2.05 is currently, I think, the best in the country. That's the highest one I can find.
That's the highest I've seen in a long time. That's a good deal. Yep. Lee, you're doing great. We'll send you the book. Enjoy, and thank you for being part of the program.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
And that number again is 855-935-TALK. That's 855-935-8255. We are. It's the Beautiful Day Book Bribe. Beautiful Day Book Bribe.
I'll let you sing that. So
yeah. So give us a call. We'll give you a book, and we'll help you make more money, and help you make money easier to deal with, more understandable. 855-935-8255. Don't go away.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Keeping the podcast breaks as painless as possible is my goal. That's why I want to very quickly tell you about the only magazine I've ever heard of that is 100% real investing all the time. There's no business news, no speculative advice, and certainly no lifestyle stuff. It's called Real Investing Journal. I publish it every quarter, and you can get 2 full years for only $25 at realinvestingjournal.com. That's realinvestingjournal.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And if you're looking for some help on the road to retirement, both from an investing and income generating standpoint, and planning for the legal stuff, well, what you need to do is head for Retirement Freedom. That's coming up on the 28th of June, and you can get tickets right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com.
That the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?